Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 15th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by CardPointers. Leading off today, according to Bloomberg's Mark Gurman, Apple is planning to make its upcoming iPadOS 19 overhaul, quote, more like macOS. This will accompany other big updates for Apple's ecosystem, including big design changes with iOS 19 and macOS 16. Gurman says that iPadOS 19 in particular will, quote, focus on productivity, multitasking, and app window management with an eye on the device operating more like a Mac, end quote. This has been a long time in the making, as iPads have had hardware that far outpaces its software for years at this point. This has been a top complaint from iPad enthusiasts, and even though Apple did introduce Stage Manager as a new multitasking system a few years ago, it is still held back with limitations on things like how many windows you can actually have open at one time. More specific details on what Apple has planned for iPadOS 19 are unclear right now, but we'll learn more in just 2 short months at WWDC 2025. Next up today, the Apple Watch is celebrating its 10th anniversary later this month, and Apple has announced a new special Apple Watch Activity Challenge to mark that anniversary. Apple is describing Thursday, April 24th as Global Close Your Rings Day and will reward users who participate in the challenge with digital awards. Users who close all three activity rings on April 24th will earn a limited edition award in the activity app, plus 10 animated stickers and an animated badge that can be used in messages. But perhaps even more exciting than that, Apple Watch users can also go to an Apple store to get a special pin inspired by the awards. Customers can pick up this pin at an Apple store location worldwide starting on April 24th while supplies last. And actually, to get that pin from an Apple store, you don't even have to finish the Apple Watch Activity Challenge. Just go to your Apple store, say you want the pin, and as long as they have supply left, they'll hand it right to you. Additionally, Apple has shared some interesting data on how closing your Apple Watch rings helps your sleep, your heart health, and your mental well-being. The data comes from contributions by over 140,000 participants in the Apple Heart and Health Movement Study. Apple says that relative to people who infrequently closed their activity rings, people who closed their rings most of the time were 48% less likely to experience poor sleep quality, defined as waking up frequently during the night, 73% less likely to experience elevated resting heart rate levels, and 57% less likely to report elevated stress. That's managed by the Perceived Stress Scale, a 4-item questionnaire designed to assess an individual's perception of their stress levels. This is just one of the many pieces of data Apple has shared from its Apple Watch research projects over the years. And as we head into the second decade of the Apple Watch, we expect even more. We are supported this week by CardPointers, the best way to earn more from your credit cards every day. CardPointers shows you in-depth details about the rewards and offers for each of your cards, so you know the best credit card to use for every purchase to make sure you're earning the most cash back or rewards points every time. In fact, most users save over $750 per year. Thanks to CardPointers. 9 to 5 Mac Daily listeners can exclusively save 30% on CardPointers and get a $100 savings card by hitting the link in the show notes. My thanks to CardPointers for their support of the show. Running out today, a new report from the New York Times has interesting details on the behind-the-scenes drama surrounding Apple's investments in artificial intelligence. This report blames Apple's struggles to compete in AI to a surprising source: Apple's former CFO, Luca Maestri, and his focus on Apple's budget. The report explains that Apple's John Giannandrea, head of machine learning and artificial intelligence, sought approval in early 2023 to upgrade Apple's GPU arsenal. At the time, Apple's data centers had about 50,000 GPUs that were more than 5 years old. That's far fewer than the hundreds of thousands of chips being bought at the same time by AI leaders like Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Meta. Tim Cook approved a plan to double the team's chip budget, but Apple's finance chief, Luca Maestri, reduced the increase to less than half of that. Maestri simply encouraged the team to make the chips they already had more efficient. The lack of GPUs meant the team developing the AI systems had to negotiate for data center computing power from its providers like Google and Amazon. The leading chips made by NVIDIA were in such demand that Apple had to use alternative chips made by Google for some of its AI development. The New York Times report also provides new details on Apple's personal context and in-app actions features for Siri. These are the more powerful features that Apple announced as part of Apple Intelligence last summer at WWDC, then announced last month that they were delaying those features. When it delayed the features, Apple simply said they would launch the new Siri in, quote, the coming year. This has led to a lot of speculation about whether Apple meant later this year or perhaps next year in 2026. The New York Times says that Apple is currently planning to release an update to Siri in the fall, capable of doing some things that were touted as part of the more personal Siri. The report specifically points to in-app actions and the ability to use Siri to do something like edit a photo and send it to a friend on request. It's unclear if Apple only plans to release this in-app action feature for Siri this year, and other things like personal context won't come until next year, but it's at least good news that apparently, at least according to the New York Times sources, that some updates to Siri are on track for this year. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.